Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Rick Moon with Frank's Manufacturing.
Dakota, we are joined by Rick Moon, Sales Director with Frank's Manufacturing. Frank's Manufacturing, talk about it. What is it? What do you guys do?
Yeah, Jason, thanks. We are a plastics manufacturing firm in San Antonio, Texas, have been since 1980. Anything as far as plastic, we vacuum form. So what that is basically it's not injection molding. It's not roto molding. We basically heat the plastic up and then it adheres to a mold. So we make, for the oil and gas, we have secondary containment tanks or tubs. We're in agriculture, we're in construction, we're in medical devices, similar things like that. And we also do grocery vegetable bins for the grocery industry.
How much has the technology changed? I mean, because my guess is it's changed a lot, but you're looking at something that would look the same 10 years ago, I guess?
It's funny you should say that. The machines that we use did start, were put together in 1980. It's a family venture, still is, but they have fast forward, the automation is at the level of where we're at today. Mm-hmm. They've taken that and they've basically moved forward with the automation, and all the machines that they buy up to this time were not robotics, but the automation is up to date with the newest trends as far as modern equipment.
Mm-hmm. How many different plays are you guys in? Are you in most of the plays, in one play? Are you trying to get in all of them?
That's about one product line that we have. It's 15%. It's a great product because of the bottom line is there's no post-production with that product. It comes right off the factory floor, right onto a pallet where we can ship it. We're basically in the Bakken. We started a market penetration back in 2014. And then we've seen that come to fruition. We're in the Marcellus, we're in the Niobrar, the Uinta, the Permian, the Eagle Ford. Our product basically can fit anywhere because of the environmental impact that it's able to make and keep, it's very, very environmentally sound. It keeps, you know, whether it's an abrasive, a fuel, an additive, a chemical, it prevents it from hitting the ground is the bottom line.
Are these custom, are they assembly line?
These are assembly line. They're tailored towards the oil and gas industry. So basically what it is, some people refer to it as a secondary containment tank. It's mm-hmm. also known as a tub. It's an open top. We have a closure that we can put over the top of it that we can add to it. But basically it's just a tub. It's a 100 gallon, 200 gallon, 300, a 425, and a 650 is our new prototype that we're as we see and we keep tabs on the oil industry, it's going in with a larger container, so it helps us to stay in line with that. And then we have a larger secondary containment tank that can fill that niche.
Okay, okay. What kind of turnaround time does people get on something like this? Does it take a while to make, or do they got to pre-order them, or do you got them lying around ready to go? Or,
well, yeah, it's funny you should ask that, Jason. In the oil industry, we have large distributors that we like to support, but if you spend any time in the oil industry, you'll find out that they need it yesterday.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm wondering here, because this, I've seen these products. Some of them are big.
They are. And we keep an inventory on hand.
Okay.
The reason that it's one of our marketing niches with vacuum forming as opposed to rotomolding, you know, we can almost do double the volume as a rotomolder can do. And some of the rotomolders are our customers, is the bottom line. We're able to sustain not only our growth, but their growth also. And our feelings are not hurt by that. So we keep a large inventory on hand. Because of its being vacuum formed, we can basically have a turnaround in one day most of the time, or a few days. But for us to thrive in the oil industry, you got to be able to answer the call, and they always need it yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit off the top, too.
Yes.
Just a little bit off the top. So who is your ideal customer? You mentioned ag, you mentioned oil. Did you say construction? I would imagine
yes.
These would be very construction. How many different industries do you supply to?
This specific product is mostly a little bit in agriculture, mostly in oil and gas, but it only takes about 15% of our product line. We have other products that we make, specifically for construction. That's this product right here, our secondary containment tank, doesn't necessarily do. We have grocery vegetable bins that we sell to the grocery industry. We have waste management products.
To listen to the full-length interview with Rick Moon from Frank's Manufacturing, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
We're kind of like that. We're kind of like that, girl. We're kind of like that. We're kind of like that. We're kind of like that. We're kind of like that, girl. We're kind of like that. We're kind of like that. Oh, yeah.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. That concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oil Field Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
The Oil Field Report listens to the oil patch and delivers powerful interviews and stories that roughnecks, CEOs, safety compliance officers, and leaders in oil and gas trust and value. The Oil Field Report's vision is to be the oil field's most centric online source to build a place where the oil patch can come and get informed and get heard. The Oil Field Report. Check them out online at oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com. Be sure to join their Facebook page, YouTube channel, and other social media outlets. Because at the Oil Field Report, interviews just don't start a conversation, they drive a conversation. Oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com.